to Redeem the Commute's daily challenges once again. These are challenges to live as followers of Jesus in today's busy commuting lifestyle. If you're not quite sure what following Jesus means in your life, I'd encourage you to take a look at our Christianity 101 course first. It'll give you an introduction to the basic concepts that we'll be building on in these challenges. It's important that we do this because it's not easy to live as a follower of Jesus in our world today. And our dream is that we'll become not just a group of isolated individuals doing this, but a community growing together as followers of Jesus. We've got a weekly rhythm to help us do that. It starts Mondays with a new idea. Tuesdays, we dive into the Bible, exploring that new idea. Wednesdays, we consider what change we're being challenged to make. Thursday, we put that into action. And then Friday, we reflect and pray about how that action went. Saturday and Sunday are a little different. Saturday is a day for rest, and Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community. And we'll be starting a Christian community that meets in person on Sundays in Ajax next fall. And if you want more information on that or how you could get involved, do contact me. If you're checking our daily challenges out alone, you're not alone. And we hope that you'll join with others in online discussion, or maybe that you'll grab somebody you know from the train or bus or workplace or your neighborhood, just somebody in your life. Maybe you'll share this content with them and start discussing. We're starting our daily challenges by looking at Jesus's Beatitudes. They're sayings that all started with "Blessed are somebody." And they come from his Sermon on the Mount in the book of Matthew. Well, last December, I remember watching an episode of 60 Minutes where Warren Buffett, one of the world's richest men, billionaire many times over, said that he was going to have his son, Howie, take over part of his job leading his company, Berkshire Hathaway. This was pretty big news because up to then, most people hadn't really heard of Howie before. I certainly hadn't. Maybe you hadn't either. There's a good reason for that. He's a pretty humble, quiet man. He was a soybean farmer in Nebraska. He was pretty active in philanthropy and in sharing his generosity with others, especially traveling overseas to help with agricultural issues in other countries. But his favorite place to be was definitely in the dirt, working with farmers, checking their soil, trying to help them grow good food. Not exactly what you'd expect of a billionaire's kid. You're probably thinking something more like Paris Hilton, the kind of people you see on the cover of a tabloid. Of course, when it was announced that Howie was going to be taking over part of his father's job, it raised lots of doubts and people started to ask, does Howie really know how to do this? Berkshire Hathaway deals with a lot of people's money and deals with pretty advanced finance. Would Howie know how to do that, involved as he was in charity and business? Good as he was with people, did he really know how to do it? Well, after some of the uproar, the company did come out and say that he would only be taking over part of his father's job, the part that dealt with advancing the values of the corporation, rather than dealing with the money hands-on. Well, we're going to look at this story more in depth tomorrow, but for now, I just have a question for you. The question is, what kind of person would you have expected Warren Buffett to pick to lead his company after he died? What characteristics would they have, and why would you expect those? Have a good discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.